Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on July 25th, 2015, at the Peace Farm in Missoula, Montana. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Why I Stayed. This week's story comes to us from Emily Johnson and is titled, California Transplant. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so the story takes place when I'm 16 and I go to an all-girls Catholic school on the west side of Los Angeles, California. And I'm struggling with anorexia like I have all throughout high school, so I'm about 20 pounds lighter than I am now. So, too small. And it's the night of this party, get-together, what have you. And I get really dressed up because I know boys are going to be there. And boys are this mythical creature that we all know exist, but the girls at an all-girls school don't see them enough to really believe that they do exist. So I shave my legs that night. And I get there, and it's a cool night. It's relaxed, and I sit down. I'm chill, you know, I'm okay. They're passing around a bottle of Jägermeister, and I had never really had hard alcohol. And I know on this day I did not eat well. So when that bottle came to me and I said, okay, you know, one with the guys, took a swig, and this burst of sweet licorice taste just exploded in my mouth. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I almost immediately felt the effects. I was like, okay, I'm cool. It's totally fine. So the party takes a turn when Dakota Fanning walks in. And my stomach kind of drops, and I'm like, oh, this is that kind of party. And she had gone to high school with all my friends at the co-ed school, just to be clear. There were boys there. And she walks right up to me, and she says, hi, I'm Dakota. It's nice to meet you. And I'm like, no introduction necessary. I know who you are. But I remember her kind of extending this dead fish of a handshake, and in my head, my mom's voice is, weak handshake exemplifies weak character. Okay. Nice to meet you. Yeah, hi. I'm kind of tipsy already. Hi. So she sits down next to me on this boy's lap, and she pulls out a pack of Parliament Lights. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's going to smoke these. What's going on? America's sweetheart. Am I really here? The bottle keeps getting passed around, and I ask if I can borrow one of those. She's like, yeah, totally. Why not? Have one. I have no idea how to smoke a cigarette. It's like, puh, puh. I'm really cool. Totally. So the bottle keeps going. I get a bit tipsier. And at the time of this party, the Twilight movies were coming out. And every girl at an all-girls Catholic school read that book. Lunchtime, silent. Passing period, silent. We all had our noses in that book. And I picked it up saying, okay, you know, what's the big fuss? And I was really disappointed because Stephanie Meyer misuses the word chagrin like four times within like three chapters. I was like, oof, yikes, not literature. But at the time, the movies were coming out. People weren't sure. Are the two stars, are they or aren't they dating off screen? I didn't care. Everyone else did. But of course, I turned to Dakota and I'm like, so is it true that Kristen and Rob Pattinson are dating? Who cares? She looks at me and she says, Kristen is my best friend. Why would I tell someone like you that? Okay, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And I did. And I threw up because I was so drunk and it was black. And I was like, oh my God, that's my soul. I just threw up my soul and it's black. I broke the fourth wall. I asked her something you're not supposed to mention. She's not a celebrity. She's a girl just like us. No, she's not. So I kind of pick myself up and I say, Martha, you know, I have to go home. Time for me to go. And she's like, don't worry, Chris is going to drive you home. And I'm like, Chris Romano? Ray Romano's son is going to drive me home? And it was this moment that clicked in my head, was like, this is not normal. No other teenager is experiencing this right now. Not in America. That it just can't be. Where am I? Oh, I'm drunk. Ah. So he drives me home, real sweet. I get inside and I look in the mirror and I'm like, this is my drunk face. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. My dad knocks on my door and he's like, hey, kiddo, how'd your night go? Dakota Fanning hates me. Okay, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go to bed. You have a good one. So fast forward 2 years, my college counselor says, I think you need to look at the University of Montana. And immediately I was like, that sounds like the opposite of where I am now. That sounds like freedom. So I'm going to go. And when I came to visit with my dad, we landed at night and drove down Broadway. And we were so amazed that the same road from the airport could take you to the Campus Inn. We're like, this is amazing and so easy. This is great. And we're like, okay, let's just keep driving, see what the town's like. And I remember thinking, it's so dark here, you know, I can't see anything. And we're driving and we get right past the Thunderbird and we're like, oh, that's a mountain. I think that's where the town stops. I think we just have to go inside. I think that's it. Okay. But the next day I kind of felt like, okay, I feel more comfortable here. I feel like myself here. I don't hate my dad as much, because when you're a teenager, you're like, everyone sucks and I hate you. But I felt calm and not anxious. And so when I decided to move here for college, my dad also came with me. And I learned upon arrival that my roommate in Aber Hall was just not going to come to college. She was like, no, thank you. I'm not coming to college. So I opened the door to my dorm room, and I see a double room and realize that only a single will be occupying that. And immediately I'm thinking, oh, I've just hit like self-inflicted loneliness. I don't know anyone here and I'm doing this all by myself. And that's great, but extremely scary. And I continued to be extremely lonely. Like I had 3 days where I didn't talk to anyone at all. And I found a pot dealer, so that was cool. And started smoking pot every day. Was in my room, didn't talk to anyone else, wore a lot of baggy clothes because when you move someplace, you think that you're going to leave that suitcase of shit behind. But that suitcase is coming with you, whether you want it to or not. And it came with me. And I thought, okay, I'm a Montana girl. I can do this, right? But I was way over my head, like way in over my head. And it wasn't until I met Michael that I started to see the beauty of this place and was like, wow, the rattlesnake. This is what I've been dreaming of. I just haven't seen it yet. And we started to hang out more and I started to see, okay, this place isn't so bad. You know, I don't have to be so lonely. I could eat a burrito around him. That was cool. It's like, this is a nice burrito. A nice burrito. And I could feel myself falling in love with this person, and I thought that was the scariest thing ever. It was terrifying because how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself, right? So the night before I leave to go back to Los Angeles for Christmas, naturally we got a bottle of whiskey because I'm a Montana girl and I can drink a bottle of whiskey. Wrong. I got very sick very easily. And I threw up and I said, you know, Michael, you're the only one for me. You're the only person for me. And then I bit down on his knee real hard. And then I threw up again. And then I started making out with him. And he was a really good sport about it because what other option do you have when this drunk girl's like, I just don't know anything. Like, all right. So he drove me to the airport and we said goodbye, not knowing when we would see each other again. And we hadn't seen each other for so long after that because I went home and stayed in Los Angeles for a semester and smoked more pot, drove around alone, hated everything, hated my parents, was still struggling with this, with these anorectic behaviors. And it wasn't until I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to give Montana a second chance. I cannot stay in Los Angeles. This is not my place. This is not my home anymore. So I decide to move back with Michael. And all of a sudden, everything had evaporated. That bag of shit, I left it in Los Angeles. I could look at a piece of pizza and be like, this looks good. I'm going to eat it, not feel bad about it. And I started to get these handshakes that were so powerful. And it was like people that I wasn't going to see them ever again, but they were still giving me these handshakes that were like, I'm sure of myself and I hope you're sure of yourself. And I thought, man, Montana's cool. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be here. So even though things didn't pan out by the end of college with Michael, because that's the way life goes, you know, I still wake up every day and look at Mount Sentinel and look at Mount Jumbo and know that I'm in the right place because everyone here is so beautiful. And we have this amazing community that is so supportive and loving. And the only reason I can do this tonight is because of them. So I couldn't be happier to be here. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Special thanks to Ryan Bundy, who provided the sound equipment for this Tell Us Something event. Learn more about Ryan and his music at RyanBundy.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockandrudys.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Tracy Worley, Debbie Hirschberg, Barbara Bartmus, Emily Johnson, Stephanie Wing, and Brian Marsh. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.